Because what I have to do is I have to go from 2 Samuel chapter 13 all the way to 2 Samuel chapter 19. So I have to go all through these scriptures in order to show you the Father's love. Now, 2 Samuel chapter 13 through 19 is about David and Absalom. Right? David and Absalom. You guys know King David. He was a man after God's heart, and I'm going to tell you why he was after this. You guys know King David. He was the one that slaying the giant. He was the second king of Israel, King David. So, King David did some bad things and so forth and so on in chapter 12. And Nathan, the prophet, came to him and everything. And again, I'm going to move on real quickly. Told David that he sinned against God and told David that his family, there will be war in his family for the remaining of the time. So, fast forward to chapter 13, 2 Samuel. We get introduced to three of David's children. We get to introduce to Ammon. We get to introduce to Tamar. And we get to introduce to Absalom. Right? You guys follow me, right? So Ammon loved Tamar. She was beautiful. He loved her, right? He loved her so much that he wanted her. What he did was, fast forward, he raped her. He raped his own sister. Now, Absalom was Tamar's brother. He loved her. David, for rape in that culture, you should have been put out or maybe even death. Ammon didn't get anything. He didn't get anything that happened to him. David loved his son. So Absalom was really upset. He was really upset. He didn't do nothing. 2 years later, he set it up to kill his brother. See, he also hated his father so much, he wanted his father to be in the presence when he killed his brother. He asked his father to come to this dinner with all his father's son, and he already knew that he was going to kill his brother. But his father declined, and his father let his brothers come. Absalom slain his brother at dinner. After he was drunk, he slain his brother. He killed his brother. Ran. At the end of chapter 13, it says, the father's love. David longed for his son Absalom. Father's love. After Absalom killed his son, the next thing at the end of the chapter, it says David longed for his murderous son. His love was so deep and long and strong that there was nothing that Absalom could do to break that love. Time goes on. Absalom does all kinds of other things. You guys got to understand, Absalom took the city, pushed David out of the city. David took the kingdom, slept with David's concubine on the top of the palace. He's done all these things. He wanted to kill his father. And still, David loved him. David loved him so strong and so deep. It says in chapter 17 and 18, after all this, and Absalom chases David out, and the story starts building, and there's going to be a battle for Israel. There's going to be a battle with David's army and Absalom's army. This huge battle is going to pursue. And all of a sudden, David tells them, regardless of what happens, don't touch my son. Don't harm my son. See, if Absalom seen David, he would have killed him right away. So the battle pursues and things happen. And it says kind of a funny story because Absalom was a beautiful man. And the word beautiful fits him. He had long hair, thick hair. Listen, he would cut his hair. It was so thick and long once a year, and he would sell it for thousands of dollars. This brother had it going on, right? So now they're battling in the woods, and Absalom is riding on a donkey, and all of a sudden his hair gets caught in a tree. For real. It says that he's hanging between the tree and the earth. David's general, well, there was one guy that seen him. And he wasn't going to touch him because he knew what the king told him. The king said, don't touch my son. So this first servant, he was really had a fear of the king. So he runs to David's general and he tells David's general, I see Absalom hanging in the tree. David's general says, why didn't you kill him? The servant says, I fear the king. So the general goes and sees Absalom hanging. He takes three swords and he plunges them through his heart. He cuts him down from the tree. And then his servants, 10 men, start beating upon him. Regardless of what we think about Absalom, he was still a king's kid. He still didn't deserve to die in dishonor. They picked him up, they threw him in a pit, and buried him with rocks. This part I have to read. So, now, the news gets back to David. And I'm almost finished, y'all. The news gets back to David. I got to take off my glasses. I have 54-year-old eyes. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. The news gets back to David. And after all this, then the king was deeply moved. And this is 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 33. Then the king was deeply moved and went up to the chambers over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said thus, oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died in your place. Oh, Absalom. A lot of us may never know that type of love. A lot of us might say that, you know what? That's just the story. No man could love anybody like that because of the experiences that we went through. But I'm here to tell you that there's a Father, the creator of all heaven and earth, that loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. A Father that loves you regardless of your sins. A Father that loves you regardless of what you did last night or the week before. His love runs so deep. A Father's love. If you didn't receive it from your earthly father, if you don't even know your earthly father, there is a Father in heaven that you could grab and receive right now and receive that love of a Father that has been here from the beginning of time. A Father's love. I tell you, I'm one of those guys that I love my father, but that love that David had for his child, I love my father and I'm not putting him down. He didn't come near that. And when I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, That's when I understood. That's what I understood of Father's love. Please, if there's a void inside of you because of lack of a Father's love, please, I'm begging you. Let him comfort you. Let him wrap his arms around you. He will. A father's love. Okay. The Holy Ghost has left the building. I'm done. I am done. Thank you so much. Amen. 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 I'm going to just take a drink of this water. But thank you so much. Hallelujah.
And what a tremendous...